welcome to the podcast edition of the SAMNet Australia newsletter, keeping the SAMNet membership up to date with community activity, conferences and events, and highlights on new research in the area of scholarship of teaching and learning and leadership. I'm Matthew Hill, and this is SAMNet News. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the SAMNet Australia newsletter. This is a newsletter for May. My name is Matthew Hill, and let's get into some news. Section 1, Issue 13 of SAMNet's monthly newsletter. This month's question, what are you submitting for ACSME 2013? Join the Skype conversations that we'll be holding on the 3rd of the 6th and the 11th of the 6th. Email us at samnetaustralia@gmail.com to book your seat for these conferences. Congratulations are in order for Adam Bridgman, who has been awarded the Outstanding Teaching Award as part of the University of Sydney's 2013 Vice Chancellor's Awards for Learning and Teaching. Adam is involved with multiple SAMNet Action Learning projects and is an active participant at SAMNet workshops and conference gatherings. Let us know if you have garnered an award recently, as these rewards build morale and influence. Section 2, Conferences and Publication. ACSME, the Australian Conference on Science and Maths Education 2013, will be held from the 19th to the 21st of September. This is where SAMNet scholars gather. The theme is Students in Transition, the Learner's Journey, and the venue will be ANU and the University of Canberra. Submissions are due on the 7th of June, so look into that right now. ESIRA, the European Science Education Research Association Conference 2013, will be at the University of Cyprus from the 2nd to the 7th of September 2013. Now, abstract submission has closed, but if you are in Europe at the time, ESIRA 2013 is well worth a visit. Finally, we have the EGISME Special Issue on Biology Education Futures. Would you consider writing a paper for this publication? Expressions of interest are due on the 14th of June this year, and manuscripts are due on the 26th of July. Visit the SAMNet webpage for more details. Section 3, Connections and Events. A past event was the ACEL School Science Workshop on the 26th of April at the Shaw School in North Sydney. Future events include the SAMNet Skype meetings to discuss the planned ACSME submissions on the 3rd of June and also the 11th of June. Register your interest by emailing samnetaustralia@gmail.com. The HERDSA 2013 conference is on from the 1st to the 4th of July 2013 at Auckland Institute of Technology. Tell us if you're attending, as we'll be gathering SAMNet scholars. On the 11th to the 12th of July, there's the second annual VIBE workshop. This is co-sponsored by CubeNet, and this will be at the University of Melbourne. The topic is Biology Education Futures, and it involves 2 days of the conference, which you will be able to attend. Finally, we have another SAMNet matchup. This time, we want you to visit the SAMNet project list and make contact with a fellow SAMNet scholar. Compare your projects and efforts to drive change. Be a colleague's critical friend. Section 4, SAMNet Activity. There are 3 things to report. Firstly, there was a SAMNet advisory panel meeting on Friday the 10th of May. Secondly, SAMNet scholars can log in and see project reflections from participants of the SAMNet Leadership Development Workshops from February. So log in with your Gmail or Google account and email samnetaustraliamoderator@gmail.com if you're not able to log in. Thirdly, we have a paragraph on the future of SAMNet. SAMNet's advisory panel is made up of prominent academics and administrators, such as former PVCs Adrian Lee and Alex Radloff. They are keenly interested in building and sustaining SAMNet's success. They want us, including you, presenting compelling data on how you have changed teaching in your schools and faculties. They asked us to engage more academics, beyond current SAMNet scholars. That builds the movement for improving science teaching and enables succession, new and energetic people at the top. They underline the value of rewards for your efforts, which is why we assist you in refereed publishing. Section 5, Scholarship of Teaching and Learning. We've got 2 references for you. Firstly, Implementation of Criteria and Standards-Based Assessment and Analysis of First-Year Learning Guides. This is published in the Higher Education Research and Development latest issue by Rosemary Thompson from University of Western Sydney. It involves an analysis of 159 first-year units in Australian institutions. The paper provides a snapshot of the types of assessment used in the first year, including exams and analytical, reflective, and authentic tasks. The second reference is Widespread Distribution and Unexpected Variation Among Science Faculty with Education Specialties, that's SFES, the acronym which they've been using, and this is across the United States. It was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America and involves a variety of authors that you can view on our SAMNet webpage. This reference describes a new type of specialized science academic positions within science departments, which is emerging here and abroad. SFES academics, this is the new type of position, were found around the US, and the author examines recognition for these staff and support for their research. Section 6, Leadership Insights. Again, we have a social media heavy section on leadership insights. This time we've got two posts from LinkedIn. Firstly, what is the common ingredient for team success in surgery, banking, software, airlines, and basketball? By Adam Grant. Individual practice or experience may not be the key to success as some have claimed it to be. This post discusses how collaborative and team experiences leads to results. Recognize these factors in relation to your project team. Secondly, we have Top Performers Never Work For a Company by J.T. O'Donnell. Do you know the difference between working for and with a company? But JT, if I stand up for myself, I'll get canned. This article claims to offer a secret to being a top performer at work. Section 7, Project in Focus. Developing and resourcing academics to help students conduct and communicate undergraduate research on a large scale. The project team is Susan Rowland, Gwen Laurie, Kirsten Zimbardi, Jack Wang, and Paula Myatt. Now, as an editor's note, we're beginning to branch out from the SAMNet Action Learning teams to other projects of interest within the science and maths education community, particularly if team members are connected to SAMNet, as Gwen Laurie is. Imagine your class of 200 undergraduate science students all engaged in research during their regular lab or field sessions. Fun. A good learning experience. How about daunting? What if there was someone who could help you do it? Team Allure, apprenticeship-style, large-scale, undergraduate research experience, Allure, is a group of teaching-focused academic scientists at UQ. We are recruiting 5 new champions who want to help implement a large-scale undergraduate research experience for their science classes from Semester 2 2013. Our aim is to develop and resource academics who want to help students conduct and communicate undergraduate research on a large scale. What can we offer you? Experience. Experienced Allure champions help new champions design, implement, and evaluate their Allure. Protocols and methods. Groups from ANU, Griffith, and Sydney University, as well as UQ, have documented a how-to for the Allure. These protocols and notes will be available to you. Project evaluation. We provide education methods and analysis. Regular personalized backup. Allure implementers are visited and mentored regularly through Skype. And finally, there are meetings and workshops, including an interactive showcase being presented at HRDSA. If you're interested, contact Susan Rowland on s.rowland1@uq.edu.au. Section 8 is Classifieds. Have you seen a validated survey to assess communication skill development? An honours project at the University of Queensland is looking to evaluate communication skills of students submitting research reports for an internally circulated research journal. The request is for any papers documenting a valid instrument to assess development of communication skills. If you have any advice or references, please send them directly to Chen. His email can be found in the main part of the newsletter. That was the podcast edition of the May SAMNet Australia newsletter. All information contained in this newsletter can be found at www.samnet.edu.au. I'm Matthew Hill. Talk to you again soon.